Broadcasting live from the beautiful Venetian and Sands Expo Center in Las Vegas, Nevada. For Collaborate 14 OAUG Forum, it's OAUG Radio. Now, here are your hosts, Lee Cantor and Stone Payton.
Lee Cantor here with Stone Payton. We're kicking off day two at OAUG. How are you doing?
I am doing well. I had a lot of fun yesterday, but this is going to be even better. The halls are teeming with folks, and right out of the box this morning, we have with us from ePrentice, Miss Ingrid Houghton, and we have her colleague, Gopi, with Pharmacopoeia. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good morning.
Well, good morning. We are delighted to have you. I know we had an opportunity to have a conversation about a year ago. Ingrid, get us caught up. If you would run through for us again, mission, purpose of ePrentice and what you've been up to since we talked last.
Sure, be happy to. Well, first, ePrentice is a software company, and we specialize in what's called transformation solutions for the Oracle eBusiness Suite. So what that means is any company that wants to remodel or change anything in their EBS system, they can do it automatically and cost efficiently with the ePrentice software.
And then you guys have an addition this year? Something big happened this year with Pharmacopoeia?
Well, U.S. Pharmacopoeia, this is our client, and they've just completed an implementation of one of our ePrentice solutions, and that's why we've invited Gopi in to share his experience as well.
Okay, Gopi, how'd this work out for you guys?
It worked out really well. Let me give a background about U.S. Pharmacopoeia a little bit. We are a scientific nonprofit organization, and we set the standards for the identity, strength, purity, and value of medicines, dietary supplements, and food ingredients. And these are enforceable in the U.S. by the FDA. Uh-huh. And the standards are used around 140 countries worldwide. So the issue which we had was with the consolidation of the inventory orgs. So we had to go with the apprentice with that.
So how did this collaboration come to pass? Do you guys meet each other at another conference, or you hang out at the same sports arena?
Well, we are active in all of the OAUG events and uh-huh. also the Oracle Open World events. We meet a lot of our prospective clients and partners and customers there. And we did meet U.S. Pharmacopoeia at one of the, I believe it was Collaborate.
Yes.
And we got in touch with them, presented our solution, and had our wonderful sales cycle, and here we are.
So now, how long does that sales cycle typically last?
Good question. We have two product lines. So our FlexField tool that changes the chart of accounts in EBS is a much quicker project, about 3 or 4 months. And with an ePrentice project, which involves a little bit, more complex, requirements, it can take anywhere from, let's say, 4 to 9 months, depending upon what is being done.
Now, Gopi, what was the specific EBS challenge that had to be addressed?
As we were trying to extend the EBS to implement in India and other countries, what the challenge we faced was the inventory organization, how it was set up was incorrect. That's what we realized. So we could not extend it. The only way we could do is to either redo the whole inventory organization setup.
And you didn't want to do that, right?
And we did not want to do that at all. Or we want to create it manually and keep the history as is. At that point of time, we were going through all the solutions we have and everything, and it was at Collaborate we discovered that apprentice is there out there, which kind of fixes these kind of issues for us. So that was really helpful.
And you just went live, didn't you?
Yes, we just went live, and we're about to close our first month. So
now, Ingrid, when the company comes to you with a problem like that, can you share a little bit about how you kind of gather the information and formulate the solution that's going to best serve them?
Sure. Well, we start out by giving an initial webinar presentation, because we have a remote business model, both sales and support. So we do the presentation, we go over the functionality of the software, and then when they like what they see, which hopefully they always do, we have a diagnostic script that they run on their EBS instance, and that tells us everything about their configuration and setup. We work on analyzing that information. We come up with a quote. We come back and just, the interactions with the client. And, usually results in a successful sale.
Now, Gopi, first let me compliment you, because typically when we visit with people this close to go live, their eyes are much baggier, their hair is much grayer. They look quite a bit more disheveled. So you're looking great for someone coming right off of go live.
because Apprentice really helped us with that. We did not have to do any work at all, except for our customizations. Other than that, Apprentice took care of everything. We did not find any issues till now, and hopefully we closed the inventory and everything. We will be closing our GL in a couple of days, so everything looks great till now.
Now, but prior to using Apprentice, this was a big problem you guys had, right? And this is something, when you trusted another firm like Apprentice, were you guys nervous? How did that decision go down in your company?
Well, we trusted Apprentice really well because we know that we went through their product catalog and everything, what they do and everything. So, and it was the only company out there which does this kind of things.
Right.
And it was really smooth for us, the implementation.
But that was still a big decision to trust them to do this, right? You're trusting them with a lot of data and a lot of your process.
No, yeah. We did multiple iterations of the implementations, testing by the users, and we did a dry run before that we implemented in production.
Once so you did a lot of due diligence to make sure that this is going to work out.
Yeah, that's right.
So what's next for US Pharmacopeia? What's on the horizon that you're allowed to tell us about?
Well, if you need to learn more about US Pharmacopeia, it's out there. It's a standard sitting body, as I said. So you can go to www.usp.org and learn more about it.
Ingrid, you must be beaming with pride, but I got to know.
Can you tell by my big smile?
I can tell. And I can tell you love your work, but maybe that's it. But I was going to ask you, what is the secret sauce that you're able to cultivate and continue to earn that trust so quickly and then all the way through the relationship?
Well, I always say the same story, that this is a salesperson's dream job. Because when you are a salesperson and you need to sell technology solutions, there's always problems. And we have a wonderful marketing staff. We've got great case studies. Every client we have is referenceable. We have zero errors in any production environment. So I can wake up in the morning and know that we've got a fantastic story to tell, and we've delivered successful results every time.
And then every client that you serve, you have another case study and testimonial, right?
That's right, and you're looking at him right here, Mr. Gopi.
Right. So I asked Gopi this question. I'll ask you the same one. What's next for you guys? What's what do you see on the horizon?
Continue to do what we're doing. We've got a lot of projects in the pipeline. We're expanding our client base. We've expanded it considerably since our last year's talk with you, and we're going to continue to do the same thing. We've been growing internally within our organization, and we're growing our partner base as well internationally. So we have a lot of business partners that, in fact, many are represented here today that we work with in a lot of these joint projects.
Now, how do you leverage an event like OEUG Collaborate?
How do we leverage it?
Yeah, like how do you get the most out of it for your company?
Well, we've got a wonderful booth over there. You have to come over and check it out.
Yeah, we will.
We have invited a gentleman who is in the Guinness World Book Records for the largest stacking of cards. And it's a house of cards situation. And he's building this throughout the whole conference. And tomorrow, Thursday afternoon at 2 o'clock, there's going to be a raffle to see who wants to knock it down. So it's really a wonderful event. Well, it's just one of the draws that we have. But it's, you know, we get to meet our customers and partners here. We come every year, and we always have a unique story to tell with our software.
And it's an important part of your marketing to be involved in this.
Absolutely.
Well, I get the sense that you're both real fans of OAUG, of the Collaborate event. You've gotten a lot out of it. So I'm glad it's working so well for both of you.
And we have clients, too, that speak on our behalf. Different parts of the world, they go to different local OAUG events. And we're always very pleased to hear that.
So now if somebody wanted to learn more, the website for you guys?
www.eprentice.com. That's with an eprentice.com. And we also have several speaking engagements going on, too. You can check the website for the schedules there. And we're in booth 1033 here on the floor, close to the radio station here.
Oh, perfect. And Gopi, let's make sure that we get contact coordinates, too, for you and your team. What's the best way for people to reach
it? It's www.usp.org. That's the best way you can reach.
All right. Well, this has been a fantastic conversation. Congratulations to you both. We want to continue to watch your progress. And Ingrid, you're a regular now. We got to have you coming back from time to time, right?
Update us.
Would love to. Thank you so much.
Thank you. All right. We will be back in a few from the conference floor here at Collaborate 2014.